The labor market continues its slow but steady recovery. The economy added 162,000 jobs in July, and that pushed the unemployment rate to a 4.5-year low. After a string of bad news for African-American workers, things seem to be turning around there, too. Even though the jobless rate remained stubbornly high, it dropped by more than a full point. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Whenever you talk to economists about the current recovery, they almost always use words like slow or steady.
Unemployment stayed steady. The operative word is growth.
Bill Rogers is an economist at Rutgers University. He says he's encouraged by the unemployment rate, which continues to fall. This month, it went down to 7.4%.
That's the average. That's what the typical American could be experiencing. However, if you're African American, if you're a young millennial, if you're a person over 50, you're living a very different story.
The unemployment rate for those groups remains high, but the jobless rate for African Americans fell from 13.7% to 12.6% this past month. Bill Rogers says that steady growth is beginning to show up for black workers.
Unlike past reports where people were leaving the labor force, which can cause the unemployment rate to fall, it looks like the unemployment rate was falling because African Americans in particular, women and even teens, were getting jobs. And that's a good news story.
To find out how good the good news story is, I went to the Chicago Urban League. On a warm weekday morning, a group of 40 job seekers of all ages showed up for an orientation for the Urban League's workforce development program.
How's everybody doing today? Once again, my name is Kermit Collins. Like the frog, is real easy to remember, pretty hard to forget.
It turns out that that young man, Kermit Collins, leading the class on this day, had only recently been unemployed. He was out of work for 7 months.
Nobody called me back. I filled out 20, 30 applications a day via internet. I did the follow-up call. I did the protocol if I had. I maybe went on 3 or 4 interviews. It wasn't my time to have employment, I should say. So I came here for more help.
Collins, who's a college graduate, was able finally to get a job in keeping with his skills. His boss, Clayton Pryor, who's the head of the Urban League's Workforce Development Program, says Collins is lucky. A lot of workers, especially older African Americans, are taking jobs that they are overqualified for.
The jobs that were traditionally set aside for youth, you know, I want to say, you know, maybe your bagger or your you know, someone who works in a cashier or entry-level positions that, you know, young people traditionally have done are now being filled with people who are underemployed or who were out of employment, who are taking those jobs to make ends meet.
Part of the reason that the unemployment rate is dropping for African Americans is that they are taking jobs at the lower end of the pay scale. Linda Barrington is a labor economist at Cornell University. She says that's where a lot of the growth is happening.
What is also happening, though, is that everyone is unfortunately sort of shifting out of the middle to either lower paying or the very high end. So we're seeing this hollowing out of the middle as this recovery continues.
But Barrington says the recovery for blacks is continuing, but a lot more needs to be done.
We have to get the education rates comparable across different populations. We have to get people trained and interested in science and technology jobs. And then we have to come back to these questions of bias and prejudice.
Barrington says to get the unemployment rate to fall significantly for black workers, which is double what it is for whites, there needs to be much more job creation. And she says it has to be sustained for many years. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.